Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. The lock and dam system in the Upper Mississippi is maintained and operated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This summer, I had the opportunity to enjoy a River Action Channel Cat talk to learn more about the history and operation of the locks and dams. Before the Civil War, Robert E. Lee was a member of the Corps of Engineers. Between 1837 and 1840, he was tasked with surveying and improving navigation through the Rock Island Rapids. His work led to the construction of several lateral dams. If you ride the Channel Cat between the village of East Davenport and John Deere Commons, you go through an old lock and part of the old lateral dam. This first lock and dam had to maintain a minimum 100-foot width and at least a 6-foot depth. This was a huge improvement as river traffic didn't have to deal with the seasonal fluctuations in the height of the river, and it eliminated the risk of running the rapids. Unfortunately, it didn't really accommodate the barges that were trying to move goods on the upper river. Lock and Dam 15 was the first complex constructed as part of the 9-foot channel project. The dam is made up of 13 non-submersible roller gates. Each gate is 109 feet long for a total length of 1,203 feet, making it the largest roller dam in the world. There's a 15-foot drop in elevation between Lock and Dam 14 and 15. Because the standard is a 9-foot channel, the water must be a minimum of 9 feet deep at Lock and Dam 14. This means that at Lock and Dam 15, the minimum depth in the pool is going to be about 24 feet. Typically, however, the water runs about 52 feet deep at the downstream end of the pool. Lock and Dam 14 and 15 each have both commercial and recreational vehicle locks. The lock fills and empties with gravity, and it takes about 15 minutes for each pass-through. On the other end, the water can't get too deep either. During flood stage, river traffic in Pool 15 comes to a stop if there's less than 60 feet of clearance between the surface of the river and the bottom of the I-74 bridge. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has a visitor center where you can learn more about Lock and Dam 15, take a tour, or even do some bald eagle watching. If you get the chance, give them a visit, or look for the Lock and Dam program on River Action's schedule next summer.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.